And welcome to another episode of the Sisters in Christ podcast. I am Pamela Ferguson, and today my sister in Christ, Lisa Bastian, and I will discuss the topic or continuation of the topic, 'Tis the Season to Forgive. We are approaching one of my most favorite times of the year, Lisa, the Christmas season. A festive time when we're surrounded by reminders of peace and love and giving and just pure excitement. Just like it was when I was a child. Just bring back wonderful memories. But perhaps the most powerful gift we can give to others and to ourselves is the gift of forgiveness. God, through His Word, encourages us in Ephesians 4 and 32 to be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave us. And forgiving isn't always easy, but it's a choice that frees us from the weight of resentment and bring peace to our hearts while drawing us closer to the heart of God. Today, Lisa and I will dive into what it means to truly let go, explore the healing power of forgiveness, and discover how we can embrace grace through this holiday season. So get your coffee or your tea or your water or whatever your favorite drink and join us as we explore what it means to forgive with a spirit of love and humility and how embracing forgiveness can transform our lives this season and beyond. Welcome, Lisa.
Hello.
So last week, our sister in Christ, Vernie Thompson, we started this conversation of forgiveness, and we talked about what forgiveness meant to us and the importance of forgiveness during the season and beyond, because forgiveness is important no matter the season.
Exactly.
It's just this time of the year. Sometimes people can be burdened down with hurt and pain, and so we thought to talk about forgiveness during this time of the year. We also look at how we as Christians ought to handle situation when forgiveness is difficult, particularly with our family and our friends, people that we love dearly, and when we are hurt, that hurt seemed to be so raw and so strong. So we touch onto that. So we're going to start off, Lisa, with the talking about what role does our faith play in our approach to forgiveness, particularly when it feels like we are forgiving the same person or persons over and over?
Well, Christmas is also my favorite time of the year, Carla, I must say. And faith plays a vital role in forgiveness. And you touched on forgiveness is ongoing, like you said. I mean, I think as vital as food is to the body, forgiveness is as vital to any relationship. So when there's a breakdown in that, there's something wrong. There's a breakdown in the relationship. Our faith, the whole reason for the season is, it's, if you think about it, it's surrounding God's forgiveness and making a way and bringing us back to Him. That was the whole reason for Christ coming to begin with. So God is showing us His forgiveness, and our belief in the reason Christ has come is Christmas we're celebrating. We're celebrating love, which meant sacrifice in order for forgiveness to happen. So at the core of our lives, our faith, and the season is forgiveness. You can't get around it.
You know, I'm reminded of the scripture in Matthew chapter 18, verses 21, and I'm just finding it here, and 22. It's Matthew chapter 18, verses 21. And it says, "Then Peter came up and said to him, 'Lord, how often will my brother sin against me and I forgive him? As many as seven times.'" I always wonder, where did Peter get seven from?
I know, right? The number seven.
"And Jesus said to him, 'I do not say to you seven times, but 70. times 70, meaning it is unlimited. There's mm-hmm. no condition on forgiveness. And then some people may think, well, why would you put yourself in that position to have to forgive somebody mm-hmm. 70 times 7? You have to do it 2 times or 3 times, you know, that's it. You know, I'm cutting you off and I'm not dealing right. with you, right? Uh-huh. But then I thought about sibling relationship. Mm-hmm. I thought about a parent and a child.
Right.
Right. I remember a few years back, I was talking to this lady and she was just fed up with her child. And she was saying, I'm going to cut them off and I'm not checking for them, you know, because I just can't take it anymore. And I told her, I said, look here, if you cut off your child, and this was a Christian, just a woman who loved the Lord, if mm-hmm. you cut off your child, who is going to be there to pray
for
and
that.
See your child through? Exactly. You can't do it. No. No matter how difficult it is, you cannot do it. And so when you have children and they may look like they are doing the same things over and over, and then you have to forgive them, you have to remember that just like how that is your child and mm-hmm. they keep making these, according to you, dumb decisions right. where they need forgiveness, mm-hmm. we are God's children.
Exactly.
And we keep making the same decisions over these dumb decisions over and over, mm-hmm. and we go to Him to forgive us.
Constantly.
Yeah. And that's why the faith is so important.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Forgiveness should be ongoing. Mm-hmm. And as exasperating as it could be, yeah. Like you say, we have to be there. They have to be there to pray their child through it, no yeah. matter what happens. Mm-hmm. And the reminder that God has forgiven us and His forgiveness is into the future.
Right.
Because He knows we're going to mess up.
Yep.
So, I mean, He offers that. So we have to be ready to offer that as well to our loved ones.
Yeah. Yeah. The key scripture for this topic is Ephesians 4. Chapter 4 and 32, where Paul writes, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as Christ has forgive us. Mm-hmm. Right. And when I look at that, be kind and compassionate. And we talked about this last week about how you're my sister in Christ. I'm your sister in Christ. And if we practice being kind and compassionate to each other, then forgiveness should be a bit more easier. Mm-hmm. Right. Because we have that kindness. Yeah, we'll have discord and something may be said.
Right.
And so we can proceed to forgiveness. And the idea of dealing with forgiveness and helping us to forgive more easily, I think. I know some situations, Lisa, I mean, it's difficult to forgive. There's mm-hmm. some situations. How do you tell the mother who has lost her child to murder to forgive?
Yeah.
How do you tell the loved one who has lost their family members to gun violence, or the woman who has been sexually abused mm-hmm. or the spouse who has been hurt by the other spouse, betrayed? How do you just say forgive? It's difficult.
Right.
It's difficult. But I think as we get closer to God, as we are honest with Him, as we let Him know our feelings, He said to cast your cares upon me because I care for you, then forgiveness over time mm-hmm. will become easier. I read one time, many years ago, this is a relationship between a husband and a wife. And they were showing how a husband and a wife can get closer to each other. Mm-hmm. And they used the example with the triangle. Mm-hmm. And, you know, to the tip, to the top angle, you have Christ. And then to the bottom angles, on each side, you have the husband and the wife. Mm-hmm. And they said, you know, if you try to move closer to each other, you would move further away from God. But if you try to get closer to God, so each of you moving up this triangle to get closer to God at the top of the triangle, mm-hmm. you automatically get closer
to each other.
Yeah. And so that's how I look at it. If we want to have a life of forgiveness and forgiving others, we got to move closer and closer to God.
Definitely.
And then so when that family member, see, if that's an acquaintance, I can cut you off. Like if I see you having an issue, I'm sorry. That's just God's still working on all of us.
All of us. Exactly. So, yeah.
I won't put myself, I wouldn't want to put myself in a position with an acquaintance where, you know, you keep doing this thing and I keep mm-hmm. having to forgive you. No. Like we discussed a few weeks back, you know, if you encounter a divisive person mm-hmm. and you approach them twice and they don't want to change, then you just cut them off. But mm-hmm. for that family member, mm-hmm. for that loved one, you've got to love them through it.
Yeah.
And it means that, yes, they may be making these mistakes and you can talk to them in love, but you have to come to the point to forgive them, to help them, to see them the way themselves, the way God sees them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's that very true, very mm-hmm. true. And you say there are so many different situations, and each one is unique in its own way. And each situation bring a different set of emotional response, mm-hmm. which is human. Mm-hmm. And so we wouldn't want to be insensitive mm-hmm. to what people may be going through, what we may be going through. Mm-hmm. So I think you went over how you acknowledge the feelings mm-hmm. brought on yeah. by whatever the situation is. And so we have to acknowledge the feeling, but not ignore it.
Yeah.
And even in that, make the decision mm-hmm. to forgive.
Yeah.
And like you say, the closer you get to God and you're truthful and honest with Him in your prayer time, mm-hmm. you get close to Him and He gives that strength and He becomes our source of strength. He mm-hmm. says, come to me, I am your refuge. So that He does the healing within yeah. you. And over time, the emotions catch up, like we say. But you have to make that decision that this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to obey. I'm going to forgive. Because it's not ours to not forgive. I've told myself.
Right.
I have no right not to forgive somebody. God has forgiven me.
Continuously.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Past, present, mm-hmm. future. Mm-hmm. So I have no reason to hold on to unforgiveness mm-hmm. to anybody.
Yeah. And it's a process.
And it's not easy.
Yeah.
No, it's not easy. Take that word easy and throw it away. It's not going to be easy. It will be difficult. No. And whatever situation, it would have its own set of emotions. But you know the bottom line is.
Yeah. I say, like you mentioned, it's not easy. Mm-hmm. I say be honest with God.
Definitely.
Cast your cares upon Him. Mm-hmm. Tell Him. This is hard, God. This mm-hmm. this is difficult to do, and I need your help
yes.
in doing this.
Yeah.
And then I say, affirm yourself that you can do. Philippians 4 and 13 say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Yeah.
And so, Lisa, I remember I read the biography of Margaret Thatcher. She's one of my icons uh-huh. in politics. And I remember she was having an interview, and they asked her about the time when she lost her seat as prime minister mm-hmm. in the United Kingdom. The people didn't vote against her. Her party, a group of men, got rid of her. And I remember her saying in the interview, she said, I shall not forgive. And I shall not forget. I thought that was powerful. I was like, ooh. And this was years after she had stepped down. She shall not forgive and she shall not forget. So how do you interpret this idea of forgiving, and mm-hmm. forgetting? And do you think we need to completely let go? Is God asking us to completely let go of that thing that is hurting us, or that person that is hurting us, in order to receive forgiveness?
No, the forgive and forget, I don't even think that's in the Bible. That's not mm-hmm. quoted from the Bible. Mm-hmm. I think what is in the Bible is that when God forgives us, He places it in this, He said, the sea of forgetfulness. So in the forgiving is determined, and the forgetting is also a decision made. And it's not like a lack of memory. Mm-hmm. It's that I choose mm-hmm. to place it in a place and not bring it up again. Mm-hmm. I think, and for us, the emotions take time to catch up with, like we said, the head, the decision to say, I'm going to forgive. So the forgetting will also, I think it diminishes. It's once you've decided to forgive and move on, the sting from it gets less and less over time. Mm-hmm. And you can decide to forget it if you like, mm-hmm. meaning you won't bring it up again. It won't come up in a conversation again, like throwing something at somebody else,
right.
digging like, up, oh, yeah. you did such and such. Yeah. If you have forgiven them, it really shouldn't come back up.
Right.
in a conversation.
And if it does come back up in that conversation, it probably means that you have not settled that.
Right.
You have not completely forgiven that person.
And maybe
because
you
it's
need
a new slate, right?
Yes.
And once you have received the healing of forgiveness, particularly for those close to you, it's gone.
It should be
gone and done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Bible says in Isaiah 43 and 18 through 19, I'll read the first part, forget the former things. So right. I think, like you said, you will never completely, maybe not forget it, but the negative emotion associated with that thing, if you've truly been forgiven or you have forgiven that person, it should not affect you.
It should diminish. The sting from it should diminish over time.
Over time, you have released it.
And
you go back to Ephesians 4 and 31. Get rid of all bitterness and all rage and all anger.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the process. And like we said, it's not easy. Mm-hmm. So, but we really have to just draw into Christ and ask for his help. And I promise, Lisa, I've proven this time and time again. When you go to him sincerely and ask him, he will. He will.
I agree with you. Yes, I've proven it as well.
Yeah,
He's proven it to me.
Yes. I just think sometimes we as humans, we're not even honest with ourselves. So we cannot bring ourselves to the realization that we have a problem or we did something that we should not, you know, have done. It's difficult for us to be honest with God.
Yeah.
It's going to be difficult.
Well, that's the one place you could be completely honest.
Because
he knows you anyway, and he already knows.
I had a situation just like probably maybe 4 weeks ago. I was dealing with something, and I was dealing with just a situation that shouldn't even have happened. And the person called me to intervene. And so when I was speaking with a person about it and trying to explain to this person needed access. They got access, but then they still denied the person access. And I was trying to speak to them, to explain to them, the past, they have access. Yeah, but I need to talk to my supervisor. I said, okay, let me talk to your supervisor. I went and got the supervisor and I'm explaining this to the supervisor. Yeah, well, I was told this. I said, but this is the situation and I'm trying to explain this to them. And she was just going on about this. I hung up the phone on her. I hung up the phone on her and then I called the person many levels over her to ask, why do we have to be going through this all over? He said, sorry, Pam, I'll deal with it. They went and he dealt with it and the person was allowed access. And then after it all was done, I thought to myself, you know, at first I didn't do anything wrong. That was okay because they were just, you know, they weren't doing what they're supposed to do. And I thought about it some more and I'm like, yeah, but maybe I should have been a little more gentler. Like, even though she was ignoring me.
That's a test.
Maybe I should have just said, okay. Let me call you back or something like that. So, you know, you try to do the right thing, but sometimes the right thing just doesn't come out. And so it's a process with this forgiveness. So I had to forgive myself. I didn't know her number to call her back.
Right.
I didn't call back to say, oh, I'm sorry for what I did. But then I had to forgive myself.
Check yourself.
Right. Mm-hmm. For acting like that. And then what it means that if I am confronted, and usually these things, God put these tests in front of you to see if you really, if I'm confronted with a situation similar to that, how am I going to react? Lisa, do you think forgiving someone should be conditional upon them apologizing or showing some remorse in order for that forgiveness to be given?
No. Not at all.
Mm-hmm.
It can't be. When somebody does something to you, whether they come back to you or not and ask for your forgiveness, that's on them. Your part is You can choose to forgive, and it frees you from whatever comes from the hurt or bitter. Like you talked about bitterness. Mm-hmm. If you choose not to forgive somebody in a situation, the hurt resides in you. You're creating this vacuum where bitterness is going to fill up, and you're the one who's going to suffer from it. That person may have gone on with their on their merry way and don't even know, or they may know, but you're forgiving. You can choose to forgive someone and free yourself from the grip of that unforgiveness.
Yep. When Jesus was on the cross between two thieves, he said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they done." They weren't showing any remorse.
No, they didn't.
He was on in there. They didn't show him any type of remorse. And he said in Mark 11:25, "And when you pray, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive them."
Mm-hmm.
If you hold anything. So it could be that you feel some kind of way about someone. And like you mentioned, I mean, a lot of times, sometimes we shouldn't take ourselves too seriously sometimes, because we think somebody has something against us. We think someone doesn't like us. But that person probably isn't even checking for us. Like, we holding this in, and they probably didn't even realize that they did it. And then you have some people who know what they did, and they just simply do not care.
Right.
So yes, if you had, if someone has apologized to you, or someone shows remorse, yeah, that may feel good, make you feel good. Mm-hmm. But if they don't, in order for you to move ahead,
you need to
learn to forgive. Release.
Mm-hmm. Release
that.
Yeah, because everybody's at a different place in their development, or,
just release it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so what are some of the ways this forgiveness can bring healing to both parties? Like a situation where, someone has offended you and you were close to them and you both sought forgiveness, you discussed it and you sought forgiveness. What ways can that healing of forgiveness bring relief to both lives?
I think in the most obvious way is it gives you a new starting point.
Yeah.
Think of the Lord's Prayer, the well-known prayer Jesus gave when his disciples asked, "Lord, teach us to pray." Mm-hmm. There's a part in that where it says, "Forgive us our debts or trespasses or sins," whichever way you read it, "as we forgive those who sinned against us." Mm-hmm. So the prayer that he taught his disciples, if we pray that daily, what we're saying is we expect to be offended or people sin against us. So be prepared. Lord, as you forgive, please forgive us. And then that is conditioned on us forgiving others. Mm-hmm. There is a condition in there.
Right.
And then in the Luke version of the Lord's Prayer, I think it goes on to say that if you don't forgive your another person, then God will hold unforgiveness toward you, will not forgive you.
Yeah.
So in that sense, it shows us how one thing leads to the next. So when we decide to forgive, we receive God's forgiveness, and then we are open to forgive others so everybody can heal.
Mm-hmm.
When I started, the first thing I said was likening forgiveness to a relationship, to food, to the body.
Yeah.
So it's like if you don't give your body food, it doesn't get the nourishment that it needs to get stronger. Mm-hmm. So then what eventually die or deteriorate.
Mm-hmm.
So in a relationship, if you don't offer forgiveness, I think it does the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
It creates a lack, and it's not nourished. It's not given what is needed, and eventually it's going to die.
Yeah. And to just accept that we are human, and as long as we're alive, we're going to make mistakes.
Right.
And we're going to offend.
Yeah.
And we're going to be offended. And so we have to have the grace to leave ourselves open, that when that time comes, we can forgive.
Mm-hmm. And you cited some examples. You know, when these things happen in a regular course of the day, and you're like, oh my God, okay, this is being tested now. And it's not as easy while it's happening.
Right.
But then you remember, mm-hmm. like, we're human, mm-hmm. and it's like, oh, this is the intense feeling of the moment. You could really forget
yeah.
that you are supposed to be forgiving. Mm-hmm. And so you have to remind yourself.
Yeah. And I think pride yeah. gets in the way.
A lot of pride.
Yeah, pride gets in the way. You yeah. did something, and I'm not going to say I'm sorry. Then she could think, they're going to think I am just a weak person, or, yeah. you know, so we build up this wall and mm-hmm. we let it fester. But, you know, mm-hmm. when we come to the realization, if you offend me, Lisa, and we come together and realize that, you know, mm-hmm. something happened and we mend that relationship with forgiveness, and that means we are restored. Mm-hmm. And it's a good example for the children. I mean, if you with children around, if they can see adults reconciling mm-hmm. one with another, I think it's a beautiful thing for them to learn. I used to caddy my little nephew at golf, because mm-hmm. I used to play golf, and I brought him along, and man, and he's the type, when he has a bad mood, it's downhill for him, right? And, you know, what you're supposed, the caddy is there to uplift them, you know, mm-hmm. and to encourage them. And so if he does something and I says, mm-hmm. and you look at my facial expression, it goes down from that, right? Mm-hmm. And so the last game that I caddy him at, that happened. And I remember the next week when I was with him, I told him, Annie Pam wants you to forgive her. He said, for what? I said, because I didn't think I was a good caddy. Aww. I didn't think I encouraged you enough. Mm-hmm. And I said, I promise going forward that I'm going to be more supportive and more encouraging. And I just wanted to do that to him so he can see
yeah.
that I'm an adult, mm-hmm. but I can ask for forgiveness, and yes. he can pattern that mm-hmm. as well for his life going forward. So mm-hmm. Lisa, we have come to the end of another episode of Sisters in Christ, and we're talking about forgiveness. And I think it's so important. There's so much hurt. There's so much anger. There's so much bitterness in our world today. Mm-hmm. And I think if we could just learn, it's not easy,
no.
but if we could just learn to forgive, I think that will be the solution to many of the hurt and the pain that we have. I'm reminded of this statement that I saw. They said, anger left unattended turns to bitterness, turns to resentment.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want to catch that anger at the beginning.
Yeah.
Sin not in your anger, and so that we don't have those emotions of bitterness and resentment that we carry on our backs. Before we go, Lisa, I just want to say a quick prayer.
Okay.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of forgiveness and the grace you extend to us daily. In this season of love and peace, help us to embrace a spirit of forgiveness, letting go of any hurt, anger, or resentment we hold in our hearts. Open our eyes to see others as you see them, Lord, and grant us the strength to forgive as you have forgiven us. May our lives reflect your love and grace, bringing healing and peace to our relationships. We ask this, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Are you tired of living paycheck to paycheck? Are you frustrated that you don't have the monies to get the things you need? Well, I have some advice for you. Don't spend every cent of that dollar. Invest in your future and your family's future by saving regularly, even if it's only 1 cent of that dollar. Visit CFAL today or email us at info@cfal.com to see how we can help you create and grow wealth for future generations.